The business pitch can be a lot like a movie pitch. Very often, they're not entirely new ideas, more like the melding of two ideas that already exist. This meets that, if you will. Jen Hyman had an idea when she graduated Harvard Business School back in 2009. It was high fashion meets Netflix. Hyman now runs a company that last year made $100 million in revenue, shipping evening wear and accessories through the mail. It's called Rent the Runway. It now employs 280 people who each day juggle 65,000 dresses and 25,000 pieces of jewelry between 5 million customers. What does it take to make that happen? Well, for starters, how about the biggest dry cleaning facility in the country? A 160,000-square-foot warehouse in Secaucus, New Jersey, where Jen was kind enough to take me through the logistical pipeline of the dress rental business.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Hi. Thanks so much for making the time.
Hi, Jen. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the DFC.
I'll tell you what, this is crazy.
Yeah. This facility, we've nicknamed it the DFC, which is our dream fulfillment center.
Boom, boom.
Because every hour, thousands and thousands of dreams are going out to women all over the country. It's nice because now walking around this facility, it's like a workout in and of itself.
Well, it's big, right? I mean, it's a brand new thing, right?
Well, we moved into the facility right before the holiday season. Thank God, because we wouldn't have been able to get through holiday 2014 without moving in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is intake, I gather, right? Returns of rentals?
Yes.
Okay. So how does it work? A woman wears her thing at an event, has a grand time, great memories, and puts it back in the FedEx envelope or UPS, whatever it is?
We give her a pre-stamped return envelope.
Yeah.
That she sends back to us. And the first step of the process is we scan the outside of each envelope, and it's a kind of binary scan. We either need those items today or we don't.
Because turning these things over is the name of the game, right?
Yeah.
You buy this garment one time, but if you rent it 30 times, all the more power to you.
Yeah, and you have to turn it around with essentially a zero-day turnaround time. Because most of, for our special events business, people are renting the runway for events that happen on a Saturday night. So when we get these garments back on a Monday or a Tuesday, they need to be at the next customer's house by that Thursday.
We are sitting here talking on a Wednesday morning. This is probably the busiest day of the week, right?
This
things coming
is,
in, things going out.
Wednesdays are 100% the busiest days of the week. Wednesdays are huge because they're a huge inbound day and they're a huge outbound day.
They're unpacking these envelopes and flinging these dresses around like they're nothing. And it occurs to me that the article here, the individual thing, becomes a commodity. It's your commodity.
It's certainly not. Each of these items is hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a piece.
So is a barrel of oil.
This is an operation. And how we think about it is that each of these bins is actually coded for a different level of urgency.
So there's red bins, blue bins, more black bins. Those are all color-coded, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's all various levels of gotta go?
Yeah, so you see on the computer screen here, we've built all of this software from scratch, that we need this Carmen Mark Volvo size 10 dress. There's a mark there that says urgency.
And a big exclamation point.
And we checked it in. And the size 8 dress we don't need today.
Ah.
So we're going to prioritize dry cleaning the size 10 dress because we're going to match it up with another unit in the order.
On the way out. Give me the here's my brilliant idea elevator pitch that you came up with at Harvard Business School.
My idea at the time was that we should disrupt the way that women get dressed. So if you go into any woman's closet throughout the United States, you'll see that when you open the doors, most of the closet is black. It's filled with black dresses and black tops. Why is that? Is that because women's favorite color is black? No. It's because it's the most rational option.
Easiest, then right.
It's the easiest
option. Goes with everything.
And the whole point of Rent the Runway is to leave some of your common sense at home and actually try something printed or pink or sequined or fun just because you can.
And I'll tell you what, looking in these bins, and there's garments all over the place, I don't see a single black thing. There's flowers and spangles and yellows and pinks.
Spangles. That's
aren't
an those
invented
word.
Aren't those spangles?
This
what are those?
A sequin.
Oh, all right. Well, come on.
I don't
wear
that
many
sequins.
That sounds
very patriotic. I love that word.
Point being, there's all kinds of fun color here, no matter what you call it.
Now, interestingly, when women rent from brands that they've never tried or owned before, and they have these amazing experiences, and they take photographs, and they post them on Instagram, they develop a positive association and love of that brand. And often, after Rent the Runway, they'll end up purchasing something from that brand.
Wow. Huh.
So this is a way for them to discover fashion.
Let's go to the dry cleaning thing. Is it true you guys are the biggest dry cleaner in the United States?
We are the biggest dry cleaner in the United States. I was actually just with the head of operations from Disney the other day, and he told me that Disney is the largest launderer,
yeah.
Which makes sense. We're the largest dry cleaner.
How hard is it to get stuff through the cleaning cycle? I mean, you have a whole team of people who unpack them, they bust the stains. I mean, that's got to be a huge part of what goes on there.
Well, there's a lot of talent involved in deciphering how to clean something. Often it has to go through special care called spotting, where spotists are kind of chemists in a sense. You see all the chemicals that they have in front of them,
that
they assess what the stain is. They then mix chemicals together in order to
out
that stain. And
he's got like a whole bunch of vials and
I know,
and
he's
bottles
like potions and
that's crazy.
I mean, he's like a magician.
I have to go talk to the spotter guy.
Please
all right,
do.
All right. All right, so he's using some air hose or something to get whatever that is on that thing. And as soon as he stops, I'm going to talk to him. Sir, can you tell me what you're doing?
It's called tamping. And what you're doing is you're taking the chemical and flushing it in and out between the fibers. You know, people think you're trying to beat that stain out, but what you're really trying to do is just get that chemical to flow back and forth between the fibers, and that's what breaks it up.
So when you look at a stain, do you know what you're going to do right away? You got a pretty good idea?
Pretty much. After 40 years, you can take a look at something and say, this is the way you have to go.
What's your success rate? Can you get everything out?
No, nobody can get everything out. You know, I feel I'm pretty successful, but nobody's perfect.
Thanks a lot for your time.
All right.
It's Nick the Stain Guy. All right, moving out past the dry cleaning and the laundering, here's just a bunch of dresses on a rack.
Well, it's not exactly a bunch of dresses on a rack. These are dresses that need repair.
Layman's terms.
They need repair from our amazing seamstress.
Yeah, wow.
Division.
And there are, what, like dozens of them? Wow.
There are about 50 seamstresses. And look at that wall over there of every
string and
every bead and every sequin and every ribbon.
No
so we can
though.
Make sure, no, lots of spangles.
Right.
We can make sure that we bring everything back into absolutely perfect condition.
How often do you have to take a dress out of circulation permanently? I mean, what's your loss ratio or whatever you call it?
Well, eventually every dress
stuff
gets
just wears
taken out
right?
of circulation. Now, with certain types of fabrics, you might be able to rent it less because the fabric is less durable, and with others you can rent it more. So it's really about developing IP in-house about what types of fabrics work with what types of chemicals, what types of factories from different designers actually produce things in great quality that leads to durability.
So who are your buyers? You must have a whole squad of people whose job it is to go out and say,
we
want these 500
of these. We have an amazing team of buyers and planners who work really closely with our ops team, because our buying decisions are not just based on what is pretty. It's also based on what's going to last.
Yeah.
And often what we'll do is we'll work with designers to kind of tweak styles for us. So if we find that a designer's zipper is constantly getting damaged in the dry cleaning process, we will educate them about a different type of zipper they could use so that we could actually have the exact same style but with a different zipper.
I'm going to show my lack of fashion style knowledge here, shockingly.
You look very stylish.
Thank you. You guys haven't really been around long enough yet to have garments go out of style, have you?
Well, we've been around for
five and a half years. Is that long enough?
That is long enough for things to
See,
go out of
I
style.
Told you
I will
show.
Provide an interesting example. In 2009, 2010, the number one dress style amongst women in the United States was called an asymmetric dress, which was a one-shoulder dress. And our planning team, and that style was, the hottest silhouette for years.
If you think back on it, right?
For
really
years,
was,
and it was a huge percentage of our inventory. And then we started to see in, like, late 2012, early 2013 that utilization of those one-shoulder dresses were starting to slow down, that people weren't showing it on the runway as much anymore, and we started to kind of diversify away from those dresses. We started selling them off. We started retiring some of them. We bought less of those of that silhouette in season, and we then had a kind of two-year or three-year period where that trend was no longer like a formidable trend on Rent the Runway. Now, I just went back to runway shows 2 months ago, and I'm starting to see asymmetrical again. So, like, wow. Everything comes
so,
back into
so
style.
So, what did you do with
time.
The old asymmetrical dresses? Did you keep them in the attic someplace, or did you offload
no,
them?
No, we offloaded them. We have clearance sales twice a year, and actually sample sales. One is going on right now in New York on Fifth Avenue and around 30th Street,
wow.
where people can buy gently worn inventory from us at great discounts. So our own customers go crazy over those sample sales because they've fallen in love with the dress via their rental experience, and now they get to own it.
Do you ever come in here or go to your store on Fifth Avenue or whatever it is and shake your head and go, wow, I didn't actually think this was going to happen?
Every single day when I go into work, I feel that way multiple times per day. This was never in my belief set that this could happen at all. And even I have no idea what Rent the Runway is even going to be a year from now or 6 months from now. I don't even dream that far in advance anymore because I know that whatever Rent the Runway is a year from now is going to be totally different than whatever I've dreamed up. Just have to enjoy it one day at a time.
There you go. All right. Off seamstresses now. Where are we?
In front of our seamstresses is our accessory binning section. So you'll see that on the right,
yep.
we have racks that hold all of our dresses. This is all of our accessories. Our accessories include handbags and jewelry and furs and scarves and everything that you would use to complete the outfit. Now, one thing that you'll notice about these bins is that they're mostly empty.
Yeah, they are. I was going to say.
And that is a
it
great
all out
thing.
Or, right, because it's all out.
That means
that's the sign of
that
good business.
All of our accessories are out with customers and customers are enjoying them. And that is largely due to our subscription business because women are utilizing our Rent the Runway Unlimited business to queue up accessories and dresses that they could wear every day. But accessories, of course, are much more usable every day. If you rent a ring from Rent the Runway, you could wear it, pair it with every outfit every single day. And they're keeping it in their own closets and using Rent the Runway as kind of access to a dream closet.
How much does Rent the Runway Unlimited run me a month?
It costs $99 a month, but you can have it for $49 the first month. Now, let me just tell you how ridiculous of a deal this is.
Please, because I have no clue.
Every single time you receive something from Rent the Runway Unlimited, you're receiving three items at a time. Each of those items, on average, have a $500 retail value. So for $99 a month, you're receiving $1,500 worth of inventory, but you can swap that inventory every single day if you wanted to. So literally, Rent the Runway Unlimited, it's as if we opened up a luxury fashion mall to you for $99 a month. You can grab whatever you want, Willy Wonka style, and like use it for as long or as short as you want, and then get the next thing.
All right, so I'm no Harvard MBA, but aren't you leaving money on the table then if it's only $99 a month?
We certainly are leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you it's a great deal today.
What do your investors say when you say to them, I don't know what we're going to be a year from now? I mean, clearly you've got a strategic plan, but this is going so fast.
I know what we're going to be 10 years from now, but a year is actually harder to predict than 10 years because we have a grand vision. I believe that every woman in this country and later every woman in the world should have a subscription to fashion, just like you have a subscription to music or to entertainment. And via that subscription, you would be able to just have fun with this amazing industry that we're in.
All right. So once we get accessorized and everything, and then what happens? You got to get them out the door. How do you do that? Where are we?
Oh, well, we are a long ways away from our outbound, so let's walk.
All right.
Let's walk to the right.
All right. So we're going past all these.
Go through all of the rows
bags.
Of dresses. I'm admiring all of the new inventory myself.
What do you do? Do you buy? Do you get some? You get some special founders discount at Rent the Runway?
Well, everyone who works at Rent the Runway can rent anything for free.
So it's not really a rental. It's more of a here, wear this.
well, it is a rental because I go through the same process as every other customer. Yeah. Where I rent, I can only rent in two sizes. I post photo reviews. I read the reviews of other women to figure out what is going to look best on me.
Which brings up social media, Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest, and how that has sort of changed fashion and gotten people thinking more about how they look.
Well, one of the key insights that we had when we started the business was that women felt like they had to wear a new outfit for every occasion because they had been photographed, and that photograph was now up on Facebook, and they couldn't repeat their outfit.
And it's a business opportunity.
It's one of the main reasons why customers rent the runway.
Right.
Because they feel like they cannot wear the same outfit again.
Who thought of Rent the Runway? You? That title.
You mean the name
for
the company?
The actual name, yeah.
My co-founder and I thought of it together. We had actually brainstormed a whole host of names, many of which are too terrible to even mention. And we got to Rent the Runway and we realized that it was actually important to describe the behavior in what we were doing because women have never been able to rent clothing before. And we love this idea of the runway because it's super aspirational, and it connotes that we're not just renting you something. It's not a commodity. It's not about saving money. It's about renting a lifestyle and renting something that's aspirational.
All right, so let's get to the checkout thing here. So somebody picks, right?
So,
somebody picks all the clothes off a rack,
okay,
right?
So these, every single unit of inventory, we will slot it into a certain slot on a certain assembly bay.
Literally a slot where the hanger goes.
Yeah, and yeah. That's how we create the orders. And once we get it to a place where every unit in the order is here,
right,
we'll scan them all in, place it into the box.
And off it goes.
And off it goes.
Jen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
There you have it, from start to finish, a day in the life of a Rent the Runway garment. Thanks for downloading our Conversations from the Corner Office podcast. We'll have another one for you next month. And in the meanwhile, you can catch the radio show, Marketplace, every day on a public radio station near you. Log on to marketplace.org for airtimes or to stream it. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We'll see you next time. This is APM.